Hello and welcome back to episode 2 of But Wait, Did You Like It podcast. Once again, I am your host, Joel, along with my co-host, Aaron. Say hello, Aaron.
Hi.
Sorry for such a long wait, everybody. We, like all of you, are dealing with the new normal of life in the coronavirus era, if you want to call it that. And couple that with some technical difficulties, that's why this episode has taken so long to come out from the first one, and hopefully from this point forward we won't have any more significant delays like that anymore. So, if this is your first time, or since the last episode was now at this point close to a month old, this is how each episode's going to work. Each episode, one of us we'll pick a song, and then we will discuss it. We've created some categories to make the discussion more interesting and a little easier to follow along. So, I believe this week, Aaron, it was your turn.
Yes, it was.
What was the song that you chose?
I chose Say Something by Justin Timberlake and Chris Stapleton.
Uh-huh. Cool. And according to my research, the song was released in 2018, and according to Wikipedia, it is labeled as country pop. So, if Aaron, you don't have anything else to really say right up front, we can just dive right into the categories.
Sounds good.
Cool. All right. So, Aaron, when did you hear the song for the first time?
I probably heard the song several times, but didn't really realize I was hearing the song. Sometimes in my classroom, either when the kids are at specials or at the end of the day when they're gone, I put on music. And I was on Amazon Music, and I typed in Easy Pop Channel, and it came up, that song came up, and I really liked it, so I actually skipped back and listened to it again, and then I wrote down the information. And so a couple more times when I was just grading papers, I would put that song in, and I would listen to it. I really like Justin Timberlake, and I really like Chris Stapleton, so when they combine their talents together, it's pretty cool.
I, too, am a big fan of Justin and Chris, and for me, I heard the song before we recorded our first episode, because you were like, oh, here, this is going to be our second song. So I'm like, all right, neat. So let's get into some of the likes and dislikes. Go ahead, Aaron, if you so choose.
All right. The things I liked about it, I really liked the beat. I like Chris and Justin's voices because they're similar but different. I liked the lyrics that he wants, like melody and harmony in the world. I'm pretty sure that the song is about how celebrities are asked a lot for their opinions, and sometimes their opinions don't turn out to be the correct opinion or the opinion that's, you know, valued by society. And Justin had made some wrong comments about the Harvey Weinstein issues and things like that that were going on. And he kind of was on the wrong side of the tracks on that one. And he wrote this song, I believe, as a response to his original comments or his original, you know, what side he was on. And he got caught up in the middle of it, which is one of the lyrics that he keeps saying over and over in his song too. So they do repeat a lot of the lyrics over and over and over again, which is okay, but sometimes I feel like it's a dislike because it's there. When you look at the song written on paper, there's not a ton of lyrics to it. It's a lot of the same lyrics written or repeated over and over again, but I really do like the beat. The beat changes a couple different times in the song too, so I enjoy that.
Yeah, when I looked it up, that was kind of one of the first things I noticed, was just the lack of different lyrics. Like, you could see the same words over and over again. And to be honest, it's kind of funny. The same things that you liked and disliked were the same things that I did. I have written down that I like the groove and the beat of the song because It's one of those ones that could get you moving if you were listening to it without thinking about moving. Like if you're not much of a dancer or someone who really, you know, feels a song, it's one of those that can kind of do it subconsciously. Or at least I think it would.
Get you to tap your foot.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely a toe tapper. Definitely.
We could add that as a category.
Oh, is it a toe tapper? I like that. Yeah, we'll have to put that down. And then, like you were saying, yeah, they just kind of repeat some of the lyrics and stuff. And that's my main contention outside of sometimes how the actual music's created, that I have issue with a lot of pop music. It just seems that a lot of it lacks a good amount of like relevant substance or, you know, creative substance. A lot of it just feels very machine-made to me sometimes, which there might be a number of people who either don't care or don't agree, and that's okay. That's perfectly all right. So, Aaron, what was your favorite or best lyric from the song?
I really liked the lyric that says, "Sometimes the greatest way to say something is to say nothing at all," because it's just kind of powerful because, you know, when people are asked, if you don't say anything, then sometimes that could be powerful because you're going to say the wrong thing, or, you know, something that you say now in 10 years, you might say that you said the opposite thing and would never say the previous thing. And, you know, there's a bunch of people in our world who say things and then go back and say that they never said things. A lot of politicians do that quite often. So I think it's just pretty powerful that the greatest way to say something is to say nothing at all.
Yeah, that I also had that as the best lyric, and you're right. I mean, in this day and age, everything is recorded somehow, somewhere. So, you know, you have to stand up for everything you say and watch about everything you say, too. So I certainly agree that within the song, sometimes the greatest way to show support is either to say nothing or... the other way is to say the thing and believe it and just stick with it. Even if you're dead wrong, sometimes it's better to have, you know.
I mean, it's better to go with your opinion if you believe in something.
Right.
But it's not good to change your opinion or say that you never had that opinion in the first place.
Absolutely. Oh, jeez. Put that down a little hard. So what was your weirdest, strangest lyric or...
I couldn't really find one. I mean, there isn't...
Well, if you don't have...
I don't have one.
I put something down just because I really didn't know what it belonged to in the song. Because when I was looking at the lyrics, I didn't have some of this background that you shared with us. So I wrote down, "Everyone knows all about my direction. And in my heart somewhere, I want to go there. Still, I don't go there."
Hmm.
And I just wasn't certain what he was talking about. Like, what other underlying feeling or issue or thought that he had that he didn't want to get to. It's like he really wanted to say something at that point, but he didn't. And I know it goes with the rest of the song, but it just almost makes me go, what are you talking about? So that's why I found it a little odd. But, you know, hey, that's the creative process. Sometimes there's parts of songs that you're like, huh?
Right. The artist knows what it means, but
right.
And you interpret it
yeah.
however you see fit or whatever you try and make sense of the things that are going on in their public life versus their private life. And
sometimes the best songs don't have you know, a literal meaning to some of the words. They are just left for the listener's interpretation, so it means a different thing to everybody, and that's usually pretty cool. So let's go to our car scenario question, which is, if we were in the car together, would you change the station, turn it up, or turn it down? And since I didn't choose the song, it's my time to pick. And I would say turn it up because it's a great tune. It's, like we said, a good toe tapper, you know. It has a good, hearty, like, uplifting beat. So, yeah, I'd turn it up in the car for sure.
Obviously, I would turn it up because I chose the song. And when I'm at school grading papers or working in my classroom, I definitely type it into the search bar on Amazon Music and fire it up and turn it up. And sometimes I put it on repeat.
Turn it up.
So I really like it.
Cool. Aaron, let's get to the playlist discussion, although I'm going to assume there's not much of a discussion on this one either. Would you add it to the shared playlist that we're going
to
create?
Well, of course I would add it to the shared playlist. Joel, would you add it to the shared playlist?
Yes, I would, because like I said before, it's a great tune. Turn that thing up. I'd gladly hear it over and over again. Maybe not 100 times, but, you know, a few for sure. So,
yay, yes. I made Joel like a new song.
Yes, you did. It really wasn't that hard, though. You had Justin Timberlake and Chris Stapleton in it.
Yeah.
And outside of some of the other
and
more...
And had a beat.
Yeah. Poor and me. It had a beat. And outside of some of the genres that I partake to more often, I'm pretty big fans of those two guys.
Oh, I forgot. There's something on my notes page I forgot
to
mention.
Go ahead. What do you have?
So, part of one of my other favorite parts of the song is the last line. Because when they sing it, it says, they repeat, like, sometimes the greatest way to say something is to say nothing at all. And then they keep repeating it, like, probably two or three times at the end. And then the last, like, 5 seconds of the song, it's Chris saying, sometimes the greatest way to say something is to say nothing, and then it clicks off.
Yeah, and then it hard
so cuts. there's no instrumental music that just takes you to the end of the song. It just stops with that word nothing.
Yeah, it leaves
so
you
it's
with kinda just that.
Like
that's pretty cool.
Where you just need to stop yourself from saying anything,
right.
Period.
Yeah, no, that is cool. For sure. So, with the last question, and I guess I'm asking myself it, unless, Aaron, you want to do the honors so I can answer it.
So, Joel, but did you like it?
Yes, Aaron, I did. It, like I said earlier, and you did too, has a great rhythm, great beat, two great singers, and great songwriters are involved in making the thing, and Justin Timberlake and Chris Stapleton. And just overall, I feel it's a great tune. So I want to thank everybody for listening once again. This was the episode. If you like the podcast, please rate and subscribe on iTunes. If you want to connect with us, we are on Facebook at But Wait Podcast, Twitter at also But Wait Podcast. And if email is more your style, you can send them to butwaitpodcast@gmail.com. We would love to hear your comments, questions, and song recommendations for future episodes.
Yes, we would.
Why did you say that, Aaron? You not have a very long list yet?
Oh, I have plenty of songs in my head, but I'd like
some
to hear...
Some crowd participation would be fun. Okay, good.
Yeah, they can pick a song that maybe neither of us have ever heard and we can
add
it
fun.
To a playlist.
Absolutely.
Or not add it to a playlist, but not... Be upset that our opinions aren't the same as their opinions.
That's true. There you go.
Because Joel's and my opinions are very different in music.
Usually, except today, apparently, they were
well, last
pretty
week
much
we liked it.
In lockstep.
Or last time, we liked the same song, too.
Right. I mean, right. So, for the next episode, the song is going to be The Spirit Carries On by Dream Theater.
And Joel's favorite band.
Yes, my favorite band. Pretty much of all time. Or at least one of my favorites. I mean, having a tattoo of them probably means it's my favorite. But there you go. You can find this song pretty much anywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube. Anywhere you want to look for it, just put in The Spirit Carries On, Dream Theater, and won't be hard to find. So, with that, again, thank you for listening, and we will talk to you next episode.
Bye, guys. Thanks.
Sometimes.